Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. I'm having a great visit with our good friend Barbara Weltman, original founding member of our Brain Trust, tax attorney extraordinaire, author of so many books on helping you with your small business, especially taxes, like the legendary J.K. Lasser series, Small Business Taxes, 2019, right out right now, folks, in, as it has been now for how long have you been doing the J.K. Lasser series? 25 years?
25 years.
How about that, folks? Yeah. Right out of seventh grade, she started this. And of course, Smooth Failing is another book, folks. That's an outstanding book, a new book that's just out now. And I need the new website, Barbara, because you got a new one, too.
Yeah, it's Big Ideas for Small Business.
There you go. So check that out, and then find you, then get your tip of the day there. It's which is the first thing I look at every morning when I open up my my computer. So folks, you want to make sure you don't miss that. Hey Barb, as we move toward the end of the year, how do we decide whether to pay bills in forward or whether to hold off income? And how do we do all that?
Well, it depends on your accounting method. So if you're on the cash basis, you have some flexibility on when to report income and take deductions. In other words, if you want to maximize your deductions, be sure to pay off all your outstanding bills and buy your supplies for the coming year and such. If you want to push your deductions into next year, then just hold off. And the same thing with income. If you're on the cash basis and you've provided services late in the year, don't send out a bill until next year.
Right. I had a customer call me last week and said, "Hey, we're having a good year. I need you to bill me this year."
Right.
For something that's going to happen next year. I said, "Okay, on one condition." He said, "What?" I said, "That you don't pay me this year."
Right. Well, yeah.
So that's
one of the key things that people should be thinking about now is what's going to be new for next year, because I think they have to. A lot of employee benefit plans will change, and a lot of the rules will change just because of cost of living adjustments. So we have some modest inflation, and so a lot of the numbers for tax purposes are going to be going up next year, like medical,
right.
FSAs are a little higher.
Are there any new benefits, things, completely new things kicking in on the law that we're incubating for a year? It's
no,
been a year since the new tax law was signed
nothing,
in place.
Not unless what passed in the House last night will happen
right.
Today in the Senate.
They were working on tax 3.0, and they didn't get it done, did they?
Well, they got some stuff through, but there's no chance it'll be enacted. What likely will happen early next year is that we will see some technical corrections for the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. So because there are
right.
still some open questions
wow.
for your 2018
That's
return.
Crazy. That's
and,
crazy.
Yeah. And plus, provisions that expired at the end of 2017, and are they in effect for 2018? Again, probably extenders will be next year.
Unbelievable. They ought to be, every one of them
same
should
old,
be fired just for the way they're jerking us around. You know what, Barbara? Every darn one of them. I mean, everyone. Your ox, my ox, they all should be gored right now for leaving small businesses, half the economy in the lurch with stuff like this. Every one of them. We should get rid of every one of them. I'm sick of every one of them. Republicans, Democrats, I'm disgusted with all of them, Barb. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, I agree, and I kind of think if they were running a company, they would be bankrupt by now.
Oh, yeah. No. They would already been in receivership a long time ago. Just a contingent liability.
That's right.
Just the profligate spending that they spent on, and to create the contingent liability that they've got coming out there. There's a, and this is what's ridiculous. The new Democrats are coming in wanting Medicare for all. Folks, we already have a Medicare train wreck waiting to happen.
That's
Don't
right.
we, Barb?
Yeah, and it's pretty scary stuff that the new Congress coming in thinks that they're going to be able to provide a lot of benefits that, you know, that aren't having
been
they, provided
did they,
yet.
Did they have,
With
did
what?
They have,
With
did
what?
They learn, did they have a different math than we do? I mean, in their world, is 2 plus 2 not equal 4?
They don't, there's kind of this, you know, it's just political rhetoric thinking that, oh, well, we can tax the rich. No, you can tax the rich 100% and
But
not
Barbara,
be
if you and I talked like that to our customers or to our audience, they would have us incarcerated or committed or something. They sure wouldn't do business with us, would they?
It's fraud.
Yeah, is exactly right. So Barbara, I got about a half a minute. You got any more tips?
Just decide what you're going to be paying yourself for the coming year. The Social Security wage base is higher, and if you're past three, you have to see what the impact of your wages will be on your QBI deduction. And
right.
Talk to your accountant now if you
and
haven't done
the,
it already.
And buy the book, Small Business Taxes 2019, right? That'll do it.
You bet. That'll be your 2018 returns and 2019 tax plan.
There you go. So it's right there, folks. It's brand spanking new. And don't forget, Smooth Failing. That's your new book. Barb, give us the website, please. Again.
Big ideas for smallbusiness.com.
All right. Don't forget, her daily tip is there, too, folks, which is free. Hey, Barb, good job today. Come back soon.
You bet.
We'll see you next time. Barbara Welkman, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I got to take a quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.